Dear Florence, this is Wednesday the 16th, and a very rainy day today in Quan Nai, and I'm sorry to have been several days late in sending you a letter, but better late than never. I don't seem to be able to come up with anything exciting to tell you these days, except that I know you like to receive the words from me occasionally. I haven't had any mail in here for 2 or 3 days because we've had very heavy rainy weather in Quan Nai, and the airplanes have quit flying in to us. But it looks like some of the storm is over. Although this is the beginning of the rainy season, we might go on with this the rest of the year. However, I think that there'll be some plenty sunny days ahead for us. The temperatures get up to 90. It hasn't been that for the 3 days. I guess it gets up to 80. And that's pretty warm compared to the climate you have there, I suspect. Has it gotten down yet? Let's see, this is October. It must be down now to the 40s and the 50s in the daytime. I am thinking about I sent a tape to Aunt Grace, who sent me a card, and I said howdy and told her I hadn't seen her kid out here. But that's about all I said. Wasn't too much, kind of rambling stuff. And I haven't sent one to Ruby yet. I guess I better do that one of these days. And who else sent me a birthday card? Oh, my sister Lorraine. She sent me a birthday card. I ought to send her something. But let's see, the excitement down here now is that the other day I sent my cancellation for the safe haven in Manila. I hated to do that because I wanted you to go to Manila and I could get to see you every 2 months or so, but I think maybe that's a little long for you and I, so I mean the haul's a little long and another tour would be a little long, so maybe we're on a right track. Now the next thing is to put in for my home leave, which I think I'll do pretty soon, maybe by the 20th. I hope I get to make home. Boy, if the traffic gets so heavy and they decide that they won't send me, then I believe that I'll be real unhappy. But I've been so unhappy anyway about this not getting promoted that I and the changing things a little bit that I'm not too concerned. I'll serve my time and let him have her, unless something else turns up. And if it turns up, I'm still in the clear. I can do anything I want to. I got a notice back from my completion of tour report that I send in, asking us what we want to do, and I had put on there that I wanted to extend and stay in Vietnam, that I wanted to go to school in the meantime, after and between times. So they put a note in there, they sent me back my copy and recommended that I extend my tour. But that don't mean anything. I don't have to extend. When you finish your tour, you're supposed to go back to the United States and go to Washington and be debriefed to some way, and they talk to you and ask you what your plans are and what you'd like to do for sure, and then they sign you up from there. So So maybe I'll go back and I don't know. We'll see what happens. Anyway, our next deal is my home leave, and that's a big thing we got looking forward to. As I say, it's been raining all day and all yesterday and all the day before, and we didn't get our payroll down from Da Nang, and the crew hasn't been paid. But that, I guess they don't, they used to not getting paid, I guess. It isn't anything for them to go a week or 2 weeks. Seems funny in our country, when payday comes, boy, they want it on the barrelhead. But here, if they're a week or 2 weeks behind payday, nobody seems to say care much. And if we don't go up and get our money right out, right from the paymaster and carry it down with us, then it takes them a week or two to mail it or get it here. They have to send a courier. Nobody seems to care up there, just us kids, us chickens down in this coop. As I say, it's been raining and electricity has lots of phony baloney things go on, and tonight we're running our generator to keep our electricity going. Maybe you can hear that thing running out there. Listen. It just sounds like a truck motor running at full blast. But it keeps our lights and the power to my iKai going so I can tape you this letter. I told you that I didn't know what was the matter with this machine if you weren't getting any good recordings. And I think maybe I might have stumbled over onto something. The other day I was taking the head shield of the head off, where the tape goes through, and I touched one of these the bar that comes out that switches from single to mono to stereo, and it clicked like it had been at half position. This may have been what was going on in your case, and the thing wasn't recording right. Now, I've tried to put it in the right place, and if it's in the, if you're hearing this one, a good one, then I've got it in the right position. So let me know as soon as you can if the tape's all right, and then we'll try and see that it stays that way from now on. I also listen to these tapes occasionally, and I hear myself breathing into the mic and doing a lot of this and that and snorting around, and I swear that every time I go to make another tape, I won't do that. But I still find myself talking too close to the tape, and I think a person should be about two and a half inches from the tape. But I guess you can hear my voice anyway. I hope you can, and I hope you enjoy listening to the little chat that I give you. As I said earlier, there isn't a heck of a lot going on here that's changing to talk about. The Buddhist temple across the street has been getting a little more active in the last month. I don't know what that means, except perhaps it's a season that he's supposed to get active. But he starts clanging on that gong sometimes about 4 o'clock in the morning. And I guess this is the time that they go to their prayer, or he does, the monks do, nobody else goes. And they go through, I don't think they do much in the daytime, but they're knocking on it again tonight, and it's now 8:45. One thing they do knock off early, like 10 o'clock, and go to bed. It's just that they have a hard time sleeping in the morning, I guess, so they get on their stick and start beating on that gong. I watched them praying over there a couple times from my house, and they go through some gyrations, so I guess they got their God to pray to, and in different, all different poses and postures and different corners of the temple. This rain is making, playing havoc with our house here. Whenever the heavy rains come, all the leaks spring and everything floods and washes, and we get real wet. That, you remember that rain coat I bought in Denver when you was with me, that kind of slip over your head? Well, I've been wearing that. It's kind of rubberized. It gets wringing wet on the outside. It keeps me pretty dry on the inside, except it's not quite long enough. It's a good thing to go fishing in when you have those waders, because you can get as wet as you want to on top and it'll run right down. This, I get wet but from the middle of my thigh down to my boots, and I mean wet. These soldiers go around here in their flak jackets on and their helmets and their ponchos, and boy, they get soaking wet. Everybody gets kind of wet in this country, but the weather isn't too cold right now, so it doesn't matter too much, except the little kids that run around with their, without any clothes on, they kind of shiver a little bit. And I noticed there's a bunch of kids out playing today, and they were, teeth were chattering, they were half, some of the boys only had their trousers on, and I guess they were getting a good bath. Anyway, the rivers are rising all over the area around here, and if this stays rainy for another week, we'll have a lot of floods. Or if the winds blow from the ocean and the tides back up the rivers, then we'll have, the whole area will be flooded. You know, it was flooded when I came here. It just finished a flood, and there was 3 foot of water all over this town. Well, it seems strange to have all this water to us, and coming from a country where it's so arid and dry, but these old monsoons do bring a lot of moisture with them. I put on a big surprise tonight for dinner. I baked an apple pie. You remember those dried apples you sent me? Well, I decided I was going to make a pie, and I checked around in the cookbook and found out how to make the crust. So, some flour and lard and salt and water, and I made the crust looking pretty good. And this apple preparation you sent makes good apple pie, it says. So I read the directions. It said put it in a pan and put a little water in it and bring it to a simmer for 5 minutes, so I did all that, and then I continued with the instructions, and it said put a little cinnamon in there and put some tapioca. By golly, you know, we got a whole slug of seasoning, of spices and everything else. There wasn't a bit of cinnamon in the house, and I didn't know where I was going to get tapioca. I guess we just ain't got any. But those things are the ingredients needed in some of this cookery. I guess tapioca is just to kind of make it stiff, to stick together. But anyway, I went ahead and made my pie. I didn't have a pie tin, of course, but I took an ice cube tray, and I didn't have a rolling pin. I didn't have a board to roll the damn dough on. So I took a whiskey bottle, a round one, the dead soldier that was laying around here. I took some oil paper, and I just rolled her out, and by George, got it out all right, but I couldn't get it off the paper, so I had to turn it over the pan like it was and cut it off, and then I put my goop in there, my apples. They looked pretty good, and after I put the sugar in, they tasted all right. Then I rolled out the top and put it on there and slipped her in the oven, and by George, it come out pretty good. I'm surprised. The crust was even not bad, and I didn't have any flavoring or anything for the filling. I mean, cinnamon, and what it called for was cinnamon and this tapioca. So looks like I might have some hidden talent in the baking area. I might just learn to bake a crust, and who knows? By golly, old Carly might surprise you one day and send you a petrified apple pie that you'll really like. Well, everybody liked the pie, and I think that I might experiment a little more. I need some kind of seasoning, though, that I don't have. So if you're looking around, read some of the cookbooks and see what they put in there. Cinnamon, I know the boss said he'll have some next time. Tapioca, I don't know what that is. I know it's a pretty good pudding. Maybe we ought to have some in stock. So if you think about it, throw some of that stuff in here, in the box, when you send another package, and I'll sure appreciate it. I guess I told you about all the soap I had. Seems like when it rains, it really comes in with everything, and water and all. But I got the soap distributed all right to the refugees that I had, that I got extra, the 72 bars. And all that nice soap you sent me, I've got here, and I'll have enough to last me from now on. So just keep that stuff coming that you think I'll use. I've got two or three boxes of Bisquick. I've got plenty for the time being, and I've got plenty of the meats, the seasoning. I've got plenty of these sloppy Joe stuff.